was given to you on your 7th birthday, a gift from an overly doting grandparent. Oh, how your eyes lit up when you saw me, larger than life, with a red bow around my neck. You bounced around and clapped your hands, squealing that I was the biggest teddy bear you'd ever seen, ever. You were beautiful. For the next month, you only slept in my lap, curled up so tight and small, I feared falling over and smothering you. To keep you safe and happy, that was my only wish, my only desire. And you were, my sweet girl. Whenever you read your books while leaning against me, or balanced one of your little sun hats between my ears while I was presentable for the tea parties, or just sat and talked to me about everything in your world, you were happy, and I was at peace. I watched as you grew and changed. The tea parties became slumber parties, the books became magazines, and the talks between you and me shifted to overheard conversations with your friends. I saw the shape of you alter with puberty, and how your beauty transformed into radiance. The curve of your hips, the thrust of your breasts, becoming more woman with each passing day. And still you sat with me, leaning against me while you painted your toes or talked with your friends on the phone, or on those rare, horrible nights, clutching me tightly while you sobbed about the unfairness of the world. My sweet girl, how I wished I could have held you at those times. But you held me tight enough for both of us, and you were safe, and I was at peace. As time passed, even more things changed. The room around me altered in color, decoration, and sanctity. Where there was once an ever-open door, there now stood a barred gate, accessible to none but a few. Where there was once rainbow crayon scribbles and bright, glittery things, there are now posters of scantily clad figures and beautiful faces. Plastic was exchanged for metal to drape over your neck, ears, and arms. Pretty dresses replaced with tight jeans and sheer shirts. And you, my sweet girl, also changed. A pimple here, a dusting of hair there. Curiosity in your eyes becoming confusion as you tried to keep up with the transformations of your growing body. Always touching and cataloging, stroking, cupping, learning, and still so beautiful. Then, one day, you brought home a bag, just a small bag that you kept hidden in your purse until you had the door closed and locked behind you. You looked so nervous, but so incredibly excited. It had been so long since I had seen true excitement on your face, my sweet girl. It made me excited too. What had brought the light back to your eyes? How I had missed it so. I watched as you drew a small box from the bag with trembling fingers. Your cheeks were so flushed, and you kept licking your lips and glancing at the door. And then you began stripping. Oh, my sweet girl, how beautiful you had become. Your soft skin glowing from within. Your breasts so plump and delightful. Your nipples already hardening and darkening with anticipation. Your long, gorgeous legs twitching and shifting, and your perfect, pretty pussy already starting to glisten. Grasping the box again, you began walking towards your bed. But as soon as you reached it, you changed your mind. Instead, you came to me, leaning back between my legs, just the way you used to. Oh, how I missed the feel of you against me. Even with how much you'd grown, you still fit so perfectly in my lap. But this wasn't going to be like any of the other times you pressed against me. I could tell. I could feel your trembling, hear your shaky breath, see the way your fingers fumbled to open this innocuous little box. What was it that riled you so, sweet girl? What made your thighs clench and your cheeks flush in such a way? And when you finally opened the box and tumbled its contents into your palm, I understood. It was the subject of many conversations conducted in giggling whispers between you and your friends late at night. It was the result of many covert internet searches, with your history deleted after each and every one. It was the uttered wish at the end of every frustrated night, when your touch was never enough. It was a bullet vibe. Sweet girl, how you've grown. I know your body has confounded you for a very long time. The urges that ride you, but the inability to satiate or ignore them has driven you to weep in frustration against me more times than I care to remember. How I wish I could have helped you, held you, given you what you needed, what you craved. But now, my brave girl, you would know. Your impatience was growing, but you knew not to rush this. It was too important, too pivotal. So you set the little toy aside and simply began to touch yourself all over, tracing your fingers over your lips and neck, letting your head fall back as you stroked over your breasts and stomach. You're so beautiful, my sweet girl. So very beautiful, as your mouth falls open and a gasp at the feeling of your fingers plucking your nipples to full hardness. So beautiful, as your hips buck under the press of your palm between your thighs, as you whimper softly in time with the wet penetration of your fingers into your gorgeous pussy. You tease yourself perfectly, and I love watching you unravel. But the unraveling only went so far. There was always a point where you couldn't press any deeper, stroke any harder, tease any longer. And it always hurt you, and it always hurt me. But that was before. Now I watched as you withdrew your slick digits and sucked them into your mouth, as you reached your other hand for your new toy. I watched as you traced it over the same path your fingers had taken, the gentle vibrations making you gasp and shiver. I watched as you pressed it against your aching clit and felt how you had to take a mouthful of my fur to muffle the moans that spilled from your lips. You sounded so good, my sweet girl. And you looked even better, your hips jerking and circling as you pushed beyond your limitations and found a new height to your pleasure. I knew that you wouldn't last long. The sensation was still too new, too intense. Oh, but you were a thing of perfection, riding the waves of your very first orgasm, clenching, spasming, and soaking my fur. And you were happy, and I was at peace. But for you, it was only the beginning. You had awakened a glorious addiction within you. One toy became two, and then four, and then seven. Soon, you had a whole box full of devices that could bring you to screaming climax again and again. You would even utilize me in your search for pleasure, trapping a vibrating toy between my leg and your thighs and grinding against me until you fell limply away in satisfaction. Soon, I was soaked with the scent of your cum, making your room smell constantly of sex, making you constantly crave it, demand it, beg for it. I did everything I could to help satisfy you. I happily let you use me, abuse me, do whatever you had to, so that I could watch you come over and over against me. But I always feared I wasn't enough. And then you brought her home. I saw the effect that she had on you immediately. How you squirmed so meekly under her gaze. Here was the one who could give you what you needed when I couldn't. And I was so happy for you. She smiled when she saw me, smirked when she smelled me, laughed out loud when she found your toy box hidden behind my back. I think that's what I liked best about her. She was always smiling and laughing. Even when she was kissing and stroking you into relaxation. Even as she was ordering you to strip naked before her. Even as she watched you touch yourself and make yourself come against me for her. And still, she smiled as she disrobed herself and slowly crawled up between your quivering thighs. As she pressed her fingers deep inside your still clenching pussy. As she sealed her mouth over your clit and sucked hard. Again, you attempted to muffle yourself in my fur, but she was not having it. A single word was all it took for you to unclench your jaw and begin mewling aloud. Such a beautiful sound, my sweet girl. Such a beautiful sight. You spread out beneath her, jerking and arching and keening under her mouth. A muffled command, and you were twisting and plucking at your own nipples, making you louder and wetter against her tongue. A new sensation always made quick work of you, and you exploded soon after, screaming her name. Gorgeous. She thought so too, and she lifted away from your spasming core with a shiny smile. She soothed and stroked, whispering sweet things to bring you back down, to quiet your trembling and your whimpers. Until she thought you were ready to learn. She was an excellent teacher, my sweet girl, showing you how to give pleasure to another, cooing out praise and instruction to guide the dance of your tongue, the probe of your fingers, the lock of your lips. I was so proud of you every time you made her twitch, sigh, or moan. So happy when you arched into the stroke of her fingers through your hair. And when you witnessed the splendor of seeing another coming under the power of your hands. Sweet girl, I could have wept. Soon, both of you were satisfied, curled up and whispering to each other in the safety of my embrace. I knew I was not long for this world. I was old, worn, and stained by a life fully lived. But I had watched you grow from a boisterous 7-year-old to a stunning creature that would take the world and many hearts by storm. And you were happy, and you were safe, and I was at peace.